limbs scything, metallic chitin clashing, mandibles gnashing, the enemy swarming, legs, limbs, metal maws, the killing fields of Farinatus, the Xenos horror called the Brig Shea, everywhere. As the creeping shadows of a dying day fell, the Raven Guard had slipped in through the sanctuary nests. Weighed down with breacher charges and detonators, they had achieved the impossible. 5 legionaries at one with the darkness and dread. The Sons of Korax had zeroed in on their objective with transhuman patience and daring, moving through the nest from blister to blister. Their power-armored steps were as faint whispers through the alien architecture, passing things that twitched with antennae and read vibrations through the segmented lancets of their stabbing legs, all thinking as one with shell-armored brains. With their genetic gift for stealth and trademark imperturbation, the Space Marines had worked their way to the chittering heart of the swarm. But something had betrayed them. The crunch of grit beneath an armored boot, the scrape of a shield, a split-second slip of shadow, the reek of impending extermination. With one unknowable mistake, stealth and speed became swarming and slaughter. Sudden, shocking, sickening. The Xenos throng descended upon the legionaries with the force of a natural disaster, overwhelming and heedless. They knew nothing of the Emperor of Mankind, of planetary compliance, or the Great Crusade. All they knew was that a threat had been detected in the sanctuary nests, and that the threat had to be eliminated with all the unfeeling prejudice that their cold, verminous minds could process. The horror was over almost before it had begun. Urgent, yet impersonal. Cold, yet savage. Metal shells clashed like ancient plate, drowning out the brief thunder of gunfire. The legionaries pushed the monstrosities back with their boarding pavises. They drilled the vanguard creatures with rounds from bolters nestled in their shield muzzle rests, but the alien plague was persistent. As empty bolt guns clattered to the floor with battered shields, the thud of fire was replaced by the shrill chug of chainswords and the screech of monomolecular teeth through metallic chitin. It was an excruciating noise. The Raven Guard created a nimbus of swift death about them, with severed alien appendages dancing through the air and whiplashes of ichor splattering the ground like unrefined oil. Skill and determination could not stand long against the impossible number of the Xenos swarm. Smaller specimens leapt through the busy swordwork and slaughter, scuttling up power-armored limbs to champ and chew horribly with immature mandibles. The stiletto legs of the mature creatures skewered and pinned the legionaries. Digital blades thrashed forth, slicing, slashing, and stabbing. The Raven Guard came apart in the furious, relentless horror of the Xenos attack. Black-armored forms slipped and slid about in pools of their own blood, kicking and reaching out with limbs that were no longer their own. Their world became a blur of chitinous frenzy, the hot jag of alien appendages plunging down through their armor, carapaces, and muscular torsos. Travian Clade was dreaming. He knew this only after the fact. It was an unusual event for the legionary. He had not dreamed since the killing fields of Farinatus, the very place where he had been mauled in the Xenos carnage of the Brig Shea, where he had lost both his legs and an arm to the alien swarm. On the Medicaid slab, Tech Marine Rinkus and the Legion Apothecaries had taken away his pain. They had replaced phantom limbs with working wonders of plasteel and adamantium, appendage enhancements fit to serve the Space Marine, and in doing so serve the Emperor once more. Nostromon slurs and savage humour aside, he gained a new name from their compliance partners, the Night Lords, who had found what was left of him, and the name had stuck. The Carrion.